Life is a river. That's written by the young man, everyone's young man in comparison to me, and Derek Ryan, and that's the man that we heard when we were away in Spain. And that is the song. You're only hearing it for the first time. But this is what we have, and I'll go with this and we'll see if it makes sense to you as we go along. You see, it's a situation that thousands of people can identify with. Because this is a man in bereavement. And the story is being told from this young man who's coming across this older man. The younger man is out for a hike, he's doing his business, and he comes across this old man. Not knowing anything about the situation, this old man is a stranger to him. That situation happens all over the place. All of us that have been in places, we have come across a situation that we didn't expect. And somebody that we met and chatted to who were a stranger to us. That's the setting. So he says, as I went out walking on a fine summer's day through the hills and the valleys, I soon lost my way. I can identify with that. You're going to clear the head. You're going to have a bit of fun in walking and enjoying that. And then it goes on to say, till I came to an old man kneeling down by a stream, gazing into the water, he was lost in a dream. So this young man, observing this, sees an old man as what you and I would call preoccupied. If you came across a man like that, what would you do? It's a good question, isn't it? What would you do? Anyway, we move on. In his hands was a picture he clung to for life. His eyes filled with tears as he tried not to cry. He looked to the heavens and started to pray. So everything this young man saw at this point was all visual. He will now hear audio. But this man is an older man, and whatever is going on, he is deeply affected by it. So he looked at the heavens and started to pray. From the Christian viewpoint, we want to know, what's his prayer like? You ready for it? This is his prayer. In the quiet country silence, I could hear the man say, sorry, Derek, I forgot one line. Life is a river, I go with the flow. And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love. But I know one day we will sail away on God's ocean above. That's the prayer. You see a man, elderly, in a deep emotional state, clinging onto a picture. It doesn't take much to figure out that something has happened to the person in that picture. And it's deeply affecting him. And so what he does out there, remember, that man is out there, the older man is out there before the other fellow arrives. He now starts to pray. What we're getting here is a glimpse, just a glimpse, of one man walking his way through grief. And this is the prayer. Life is a river, I'll go with the flow, and where it takes me, the Lord only knows. I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love, but I know one day we will sail away on God's ocean above. I don't know what you'd do with that prayer if you heard it. But that's what he's praying to heaven. So he is communicating with the Lord over, obviously, a recent bereavement. Then he says, this is to the stranger, the young man. Now, young man, you're a stranger to me. Could I borrow you kindly for your company? Virtually, up to this point, before this young man showed up, he was all on his own. He desperately needs to talk, and he's asking this young man if he would listen. Today, I'm thinking of a time long ago, and I need to tell somebody of a girl I loved so. It's 42 years today So it's the anniversary. Since Rose took my hand, he's now talking about his wife. And I proudly, I live life, her husband and her man. Till only last week, son, God took her away. So we look at somebody very recently, and now a week later, he's celebrating, or he's remembering, the 42nd anniversary. As I kissed her softly, these words she did say. What we have here in this song is what were her final words. So what were her final words? Life is a river, I'll go with the flow. And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. Her time on earth was over, she needed to go. And she sent this to the husband. I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love. But I know one day we will sail away on God's ocean above. Profound lyrics. All said to a stranger. So the man is communicating with this young stranger out for a hike. And he's also communicating to the God above that he knows. But this is the 42nd anniversary. No one to talk to. He needs to talk to somebody. And he's willing, asking this young man to borrow his company for a while so he can tell somebody. And with that, the old man sent me on my way. And I sat by the water, I'll kneel for the day. I look at the river starting out its life, and this is where the older man is. Obviously, this is where the beginning of the river is and where it will flow onto. It's where I feel close to my beautiful wife. And that's where the song ends. It doesn't go back into life is a river, I'll go with the flow. It ends right there. Now, the question we asked this morning, what has that song got to do with the Bible? Well, as I look at it, and I've read through those words very quickly, it contains all some of the major themes of the scripture, death, grief, and loss. Because that's what the man is dealing with. Death, grief, and loss. But it's also talking about the importance of being a good listener. The young man who he's speaking to doesn't say a word. He said absolutely nothing. It's the older man that does all the talking. All the younger man does is listen. He says nothing. He gives no advice. He says absolutely nothing. He simply lets the man grieving, he hears him out without making a comment. I know it's a song. But also, life is a river, I'll go with the flow. There's acceptance there, isn't there? And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. The woman, when she was passing on, had no idea she was tasting death for the first time. It's into the unknown, even though heaven is there, it's still unknown to us. But I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love. Even when she was leaving him, she was letting him know how important he was to her. And then she leaves, the final thing that she says offers hope. But I know one day we will sail away on God's ocean above. She's offering the man that she loves, that is not being left behind, she's offering him hope. Quite powerful, isn't it? But you hear it, and it'll go over your head. Life is a river. I'll go with the flow. The other thing about it, and I don't know if you copped it, because we only played it once, it is the glimpse of one man, it's a brief glimpse, of one man's journey through grief. I think that part you'd have got. What it's talking about, and where we're at this morning, is a place where most people don't want to be. That song is real. For many, many people, and it's downright uncomfortable. That's the problem, isn't it? And Christian and non-Christian makes no difference. because most people will opt for some form of escapism to escape the reality. See, life offers no escape from death, regardless of who we are or what we have achieved. Everyone has to die. But as you look, it's profoundly simple what the man asks for. Now, young man, you're a stranger to me. Could I borrow you kindly for your company? Today I'm thinking of a time long ago. I need to tell somebody of a girl I love so. He wanted somebody literally to hear him out and to listen to what was important to his heart. If you saw that man, would you have passed him by? Other than saying, a fine day, or maybe just passed him by and said nothing. Many, many people would have missed it, and let me tell you why. Because situations like that are so real and can often be put in front of us. But it's got to do, first of all, with our awareness. How aware we are of what's actually happening around us and how attentive we are. But the reason why many, many people miss it is, God's honest truth is, we are preoccupied with getting on with life. Dare I say, making life work for me is the philosophy, isn't it? As a result, awareness and attentiveness is in short supply. That's thousands of light years away from walking with God through pain and suffering. In terms of the content and the way it is explained. But the way it is explained and the picture it paints is much more realistic to what we experience and what's happening around us. Grieving people who are desperately wanting somebody to listen without making any comment to their story and simply letting them heal. And by talking about it, it gets mouth. You know what our answer today is for that? Send them to a bereavement counselor. That's our answer. And even if they go to a bereavement counselor and they're a help, they still need somebody to listen. This man in this song was so desperate to say what his heart, he was willing just to ask a stranger to listen to something that was really important to him. But the woman's prayer is quite profound. Because life is a river, I'll go with the flow. That's another way of saying, Lord, let your will be done. They don't use Bible verses because people don't know Bible verses like the way we know him here in our evangelical world. People know the stories and some of the concepts. They wouldn't necessarily know the verses and the context and all that. And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. But there's trust in it, that she's willing to go and she is willing to trust, even though she doesn't necessarily know all of what's beyond. But what about those left behind? And she's speaking to the man in her life. I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love. And then she offers a word of faith and a word of hope. Maybe not acceptable in Orthodox Christianity, but I know one day we'll sail away on God's ocean of love. You've noticed so far, I have not used any Bible. I have not used one Bible verse. If I was not in your place, there would be a meeting of the elders Monday morning to say what's gone wrong here. But there is a Bible verse that talks about this. Because if this was a real situation, would the Lord have heard that prayer in heaven? Would he allow that man to speak out the pain and the loss of his wife? Would the Lord let the man speak and the Lord just listen without saying anything? Where did the words from that song, where did it come from? I know the human writer. But who inspired him to write him down in the first place? The man went out to commune with God on the anniversary of their getting married, a week after burying his wife. You see, there is a Bible verse. One verse will cover it. Simple verse. The Bible verse is this: the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed. If nobody else would have listened to that man that day, the Lord would have listened. If nobody else cared or were absent or preoccupied, the Lord would have been present. And the Lord would give time. And the prayer, "Life is a river, I'll go with the flow," the Lord would understand the heart and the sentiments behind it. The awareness to let go and to trust, and the ability to offer hope. This is not the end. God has a plan. All that is tied up into that song, which most of it probably went over your heads. I have met and I have talked with people down through the years who have been brokenhearted and crushed and who desperately needed someone to talk to. Let me tell you what they don't need. You should be over it. You should get on with your life. Yes, all of that is true. But there is no one journey through grief. So I ask the question really is, how aware are we of what's happening around us? How attentive are we really when it comes to, because there's pain all around us. Or are we completely and utterly preoccupied with me and me getting life done in my way? Or even if I do see it and I am aware, so I'm attentive, I don't want to get involved because it may be too messy and it may be too costly emotionally. But life is a river and I'll go with the flow. And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. Let me apply that to you and me. Lord, I am available to do with what you want me to do. And I will fit in with your agenda. And where it takes me, Lord, the Lord only knows. Lord, I do not know all of what's involved or all of what I'm even committing myself to, but it's an open check. There are no conditions on it. And yet, it may cost me something. And it may mean a certain amount of separation. It doesn't mean, though, an absence of love. But it does mean, it may mean an absence of separation. And what's left with it is the hope that one day, in the kingdom, all will then make sense and all will be restored. What a powerful song for a young man. That man managed to say something in 2.5 minutes that I don't think I could do. I could do 4 sermons on it and still not do it justice. He captured a moment that can be real for many, many people in life, of where they're dealing with the loss and there's nobody to talk to because there's nobody willing to listen. Because people are preoccupied with doing life. My prayer simply is, Lord, if you put people in front of us, awareness, attentiveness, and the willingness to listen. Scripture says very clearly, we've done it several times, even with the kids, yeah. Be quick to listen and be slow to speak. I could put verses to all of them. But awareness, attentiveness, and the willingness to engage is what this song is ultimately about from the author's perspective. It was certainly, he was aware, attentive, and he was willing to engage. And the man was able to speak what was in his heart to another person. It's not that far removed from Jesus at the woman at the well, is it? Just a different context. It's a man encountering God and speaking to his fellow man at the same time. That's what I got from that song. But I only got it because my eyes were opened
to it.
Awareness, attentiveness, and the willing to engage with it. At the end of the day, people will ask you, some won't, but some will, what did Pat speak about? Here's your answer. You don't say about bereavement. You don't say about a man who lost his wife. That is not the answer. You want the answer? What did Pat speak on? Life is a river. I go with the flow. And where it takes me, the Lord only knows. I miss you, sweetheart, your kindness and love. But I know one day we will sail away on God's ocean above. That's what I spoke on. And if they want to know more, tell them, look up Derek Ryan and Life is a River. They don't need to hear what I have said if they listen to the song. That's what I spoke on, not the story of a man and bereavement. Life is a river. Lord, all we can do is ask, Lord, what can we say? Preoccupation is a huge thing, Lord, for many people. Doing life and doing it our way is significantly important. And Lord, there are times, Lord, of where we miss opportunities because either we're not aware or else, Lord, we're not attentive. And Lord, if the truth be known, sometimes we are aware and we are attentive, but we are unwilling to engage in case it costs us something on an emotional level that we're not willing to give away. Lord, help us. Have mercy on us. And Lord, may you continue to inspire many of these young songwriters, Lord, because Lord, they're saying things that, Lord, that people can understand and can relate to, and may it bring healing to them. And all God's people said,